Speaking of humility, I heard that someone, I think it was Charles Haynes, once asked Monty, Monty, how is it that, you know, all of you, all the Monterey, have stayed with Baba so many years? And Monty said, well, it takes the three H's, not the three R's, but the three H's, honesty, humility, and humor, and then you will stick with them.
Yeah.
Aaron, Jack, I just remember one of the Musk saying how all of these world figures were puppets.
Yeah,
being held by strings by the avatar. So
we see the kites flying in the sky, yeah, but nobody sees the one who handles the thread. It was at the time of World War II this happened. So we see poor Hitler and Roosevelt, and who else were there? Churchill and Mussolini and all, we were seeing them. Yes, Don, what were you saying?
I was just wondering if it might be a right time to mention just a small amount of my own experience with those Israel Museum people.
Yeah, tell, of course.
It's, tell them about yes. Give the introduction.
Yeah, to me it's, I think, an awfully important fact. I was quite surprised. I have a very, very close friend in petroleum, have had ever since I've been working in Europe, an important petroleum man who is 100% Jewish. We've been very close, fast personal friends as well as business friends for 2-3 decades now. About 4, perhaps 5 years ago, on one occasion, he invited me to spend a week or two in Jerusalem with him in order to meet his boss, who at that time was chairman of the board of probably the world's largest trading company, and a very brilliant, highly successful, and very well-known man. Well, I just couldn't get away, and although it was an extraordinarily interesting invitation, there was no way I could accept. The following year, he gave me the same invitation. Again, you know, just everything went wrong, and I couldn't go. So the third year, he came to me and said, well, Don, it's pretty close to the time when I go over for the council of the museum meeting, and I know it's almost flogging a dead horse, and I winced a little bit when he said that, but I do want again to invite you to go with me, because this is a rather special occasion. I'm dedicating part of a new building of the museum in memory of my parents. And so I said, well, Alan, that is top priority. So unless all hell breaks loose, I will go with you, and I'd love to.
Thank you. That museum?
For everything. Artwork, archaeological, you name it, everything really important.
The
Israel Museum, which is located in Jerusalem. So, at any rate, it did work out that I went with him, and I went to Israel, to Jerusalem, second time, because I'd been 8-10 years ago to say hello to Barry Ben Shemai. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But that was only 4 days, and of those 4 days, 99.8% of it was spent talking with Carrie Ben Shemai, so I didn't get to see very much. So on this occasion, I really look forward to seeing other things, but obviously, immediately I met people from the museum itself. It's very difficult to describe. I hope some way you get the sense of what I experienced when I went there. There is, for me, a very characteristic flavor, atmosphere, sense when one is with a well-knit-together Meher Baba group of lovers. It's very special. Very characteristic. And quite frankly, I've never experienced that sense with other groups in the world. And that's one of the reasons that I think it's such an enormous pleasure, excitement, and bit of Baba's grace to be able to be with Baba groups in different parts. But on this particular occasion, when I met the personnel, of the Israel Museum, and I was really right in the center because my friend Alan is an extremely important figure in the museum for various reasons. So I met key personnel very concentratedly, sometimes 10 or 15 together. And to my amazement, I had exactly the same sense, atmosphere, that I have with the Maribaba group. And so I just said to myself, Baba's here, Baba has selected this particular batch of marvelously idealistic, dedicated people, and whether they know Baba or not, it's obvious that he is with them and working with them. It was a unique experience. And so I've continued to go to their annual council meetings and have simply been struck by the percentage of people. Incidentally, apparently all of this having been put together by one absolutely magnificent person who just in many ways seems like some of Baba's own characteristics, the mayor of Jerusalem, Teddy Kollek. And he is the one who founded the museum. He's the chairman of it. He selected key personnel. And so you might say it's his human flavor which pervades this entire structure. And if you read a letter from him, you would be amazed by the humor and the delicate grace that's so similar to the letters that Baba himself had Erish or Mani dictate to different people. It's an extraordinary experience. That's all I wanted to say.
Did you meet Teddy Kollek?
Oh, yes. I've gotten to know him quite well. Marvelous person.
But John,
mm-hmm.
What are the ideals that you're speaking of that they have?
The manner in which they devote themselves to other people, and especially to children. They just pour themselves out. I mean, when you see Mommy, for instance, with two or three small children and doing things, and then you see the members, top staff members of the museum, with a group of students, and the way they pour themselves into it and make themselves available, it's marvelous.
Is this concerned with Jewish history?
Some of it is that, and much of it, of course, is just general world archaeology, world art, Arabic art. The museum does a marvelous job of trying to knit the different cultures together. They have special Arabic exhibits. The Arabic people come and participate. And as many of you know, Teddy Kollek is known around the world for having done this magnificent job of knitting Jerusalem together and getting Jew, Gentile, Arab to live together. And the manner in which he does it is so extraordinary. I mean, a real Baba person.
Indeed, your Hitler brought you to him. What Baba said was still true. This Hitler.